Paro Parazayan Mishnah Yud Aleph. We finish off the perek that is about the interruption between when one has his mayim chayim that he gathered for mechatos and mixes the ashes. He can't do a malacha to interrupt. Two people were collecting waters for mechatos, and each one has his own keli and fills it up. And each one lifted with the other. They helped each other pick the jars up to put them on each one's shoulder. Or, v'natal ze lo ze kotzo, each one pulled a thorn out of the other person's arm. B'kiddush echad, if both of them were collecting the water for one act of kiddusha, which is to say they were both going to empty their jars together into one keli at the end, and then they were going to mix that with the ashes. So there's a trough at the end, and both of them have a keli that's half the water, kosher. Then it's kosher, because both collections are as one act. The lifting, helping each other lift, is helping the collection. Pulling out thorns so that they will be able to carry, that's helping the collection. Kosher, there was no interruption. B'shnei kiddushin. On the other hand, if they collected separate jars for separate acts of making mechatos, and each one was going to make his own kiddush, then pasul. The collected water is pasul because the malacha of helping the other guy pick up his or pulling the other guy's thorn out is a malacha that interrupts the between collection and mixing. Rabbi Yossi Omer apishnei kiddushin kasher im hisnu beinehan. Rabbi Yossi says that even if each one of them was collecting for their own, if there was a tanai between them, a condition between them, that each was going to help the other, then assisting your colleague is actually serving your own collecting. Because if he doesn't help the other guy pick up his jar, the other guy won't help him pick up his jar. And so neither one of them will be able to collect. So as long as they made a tanai that this was all going to be part of the same act, that they're working with each other, then this is acceptable, and both waters are kosher. Mishnah Yud Beis, Haporetz Almanas Ligdar. If somebody, while he's carrying the Mechatas, finds a fence in the way, and he breaches the fence to clear a path for himself to keep on going, and Almanas Ligdar, he intended to fix it. He was going to repair it, but later, not now. Now he's just shoving it open so he can get through. Later he figures he'll come back and fix it. Well then, kosher. The water is kosher because by breaching the fence, this helps him bring the mayim over to the place where he's going to make mechatos. This is no problem. Vim godar. But if he breaks through the fence and then walks and then turns around and repairs the breach that he made, well then puzzle. Then it's puzzle because the act of repairing the fence is a separate malacha that doesn't serve the water, and so the water is puzzle. And so it's no good. Viter. Ha'ochel almanas liktsos kosher. If somebody eats his friend's figs, he collected water for mechatos, he's got it while he's carrying it, and he eats some figs that somebody else has. And he has in mind almanas liktsos, that what he's going to do is lay them out to the place where they're usually dried, to prepare them for packing. There's all kinds of things that you do with figs to make them into fig cakes, that sort of thing. Then kosher. The water is kosher because his eating is keeping up his strength to carry the water, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Even if the owner of the fig said he can eat only if later on he will lay the figs out, this does not make the water puzzle. On the other hand, if he stops him katza to do the actual laying out of the figs, or pressing of the figs, or working with the figs in such a way that has nothing to do with the water, puzzle. Then it's a malacha that it interrupts, because the malacha of laying them out has nothing to do with actually bringing the mechatas together. And so as a result, he could have waited and done it later, but he wanted to do it now, so he was so efficient that he ruined the whole thing. Haya ocha v'hosir. If somebody was eating figs and he left some over from the ones that he had originally planned to eat, v'zarak masha biyadol tachas hateino, and he threw the remnants that he had in his hand under the fig tree, or even olatocha mukta into the drying shed where figs are dried, or the place some people say where figs are pressed into cakes. So when he took what he was eating and threw the leftovers back, if he was just trying to toss the leftovers, that's one thing. But if it was bishvil shelo yovad, if the reason he threw it into the drying shed was so that the figs wouldn't be lost, than pasul. The water is pasul because what he has done with his kavana is store food to preserve for later. And storing food for preservation is a malacha. We saw that before in the earlier Mishnah where he was walking along and took some food to put away for later. That's a malacha. That's a hesach hadas, and he's not going to be allowed to continue on. If he threw it away because he thought it was useless and it landed in the drying shed by accident, well then we say the water is still kosher, and the Rambam paskins that way.